Well, look, we've got so much to talk about. I mean, the ongoing reverberations of the attack, the attacks, plural, in Bondi on the weekend. These protesters who are trying to shut down the economic life of Melbourne today because they want to stop Australia supporting the genocide in Israel. I mean, some of it's just so ridiculous. But there is another big thing going on in the world. And over the weekend, you might have read that Iran launched hundreds, possibly thousands of drones at the Israelis. I think most of them were shot down. Our next guest is an expert in Middle Eastern politics, and she herself was a prisoner of the Iranian government for over 2 years. Dr. Kylie Moore-Gilbert, good morning.
Hi, Tom. Thanks for having me on.
Firstly, before we talk about Iran and Israel right now, I mean, you were kept in an Iranian prison for a long time. What was it like? I mean, were the conditions okay or awful or what?
Oh, the conditions, as you might imagine, were horrific. You know, my human rights were violated and I saw horrible things being done to people, bad things were done to me, and, you know, I had to survive in very meagre and very basic personal circumstances there. So, yeah, really wasn't a fun time at all.
No, just like I've seen you interviewed a number of times on TV and you seem remarkably composed. I just don't know if many people could go through what you have been through and come out the other side being, you know, quote-unquote okay.
Yeah, look, it's been just over 3 years now since I was released. So you obviously go through a journey of recovery. And when I first came out of prison, I don't think I was particularly composed. But you do have to get on with your life. And, you know, I'll carry the scars with me forever, but I also need to not be defined by that and you know, move on and keep going.
All right, well, let's talk about the present day. So over the weekend, Iran launched what appears to be a major attack on Israel, hundreds, possibly thousands of drones. I think the Israelis shot most of them down. How significant is this attack?
Oh, it's hugely significant. It wasn't just drones. There were ballistic missiles and cruise missiles as well. You know, in terms of the military strategy behind it, it was choreographed and telegraphed in advance. Everyone knew it was going to happen, and these drones took hours, of course, to move across the Middle East from Iran into Israeli airspace. So it wasn't a surprise attack, but it is still highly significant, even though, you know, it wasn't designed to achieve military objectives per se, because this is the first time that Iran has stepped out of that shadow war that it's been playing for decades with those proxies and attacked directly.
Do you think it's the start of something bigger? Because I know that Israel targeted several senior Iranian military figures recently, and this appears to be a retaliation for that. But does it stop there, or do you think it's going to develop into something more ongoing?
My analysis is that Israel will retaliate. They kind of have to if they don't want to come across as being cowed by this. No country, I don't think, would accept such a barrage of missiles and attack drones on their territory without responding. But the manner in which it responds is really important. And I think if they're smart about this, and, you know, Benjamin Netanyahu is not necessarily the best person to be making these decisions, you know, they might respond in a less overt fashion and bide their time and you know, and come up with a more strategic response than just firing rockets back at Iran, for example.
Can the Israeli military, you know, sustain what it's doing in Gaza and fight the Iranians at the same time?
Well, this is a problem, right? Obviously, the military in Israel would say no. You know, if they're forced to, they might try, but I don't see that scenario eventuating. They're very much focused on Gaza, and they also have a problem with Hezbollah in the north too. They don't need a multi-front war with various actors across the Middle East attacking them at once. So this would definitely be playing into their calculus. Iran also doesn't need a war. I mean, Iran has lost the support of its people. We saw in those unprecedented protests in 2022 and last year that up to 80% of the population wants the regime gone in Iran, and they can't rely on their own people standing by their side and fighting if a war was to eventuate.
Yeah, all right. Look, thank you so much for your time. Dr. Kylie Moore-Gilbert there, expert in Middle Eastern politics and a former prisoner of the Iranian government.